Well, let's talk about Lou Donaldson. You have played with Lou Donaldson, one of the legends in jazz. How did you get hooked up with Lou?
Yeah, that was really a dream come true. When I first had moved to New York City, and that was probably 1995 or so, I would always go see Lou's band. At that time, it was Dr. Lonnie Smith in the band. If he was playing a six-night run, I would probably go four of the nights or as many as I could. And I did that for years, from the time I was about 18 to 24. And so I knew the doctor, and I met Lou on occasion, and he definitely noticed that I was there all the time. And then he saw me playing up at the Smoke Nightclub, and Dr. Smith could not do a few of the tours. And to my surprise, one day I had a pretty exciting message on my voicemail, and it was Lou asking me if I could play at the Village Vanguard with him for a week. I got the call when I was in Chicago. I don't think I had checked my messages in a week. So by the time I got it, I was nervous that he had moved on.
Yeah, and I guess you said yes. That was the proper answer, yeah. What's the difference playing in a band with Lou Donaldson and playing in a band with J.J. Gray and Mofro?
A big thing that playing with J.J. Gray and Mofro that I really had to meditate on for years was consistency, because in that band I was also playing all the bass lines like I do in jazz. So it was really a focus on consistency and bringing a high level of performance every night, but in a more structured way, where the jazz allows for more freedom. Also, I feel that just the audiences were different. With JJ, we'd be playing in front of thousands of people. And with Lou's band, or most jazz situations, you're playing, you know, in a nightclub, in a small setting where it's more intimate. So learning how to project what you're doing on stage to a larger venue and learning how to sort of master the technique of that, I thought was interesting.
So another band that you mentioned that you played with is Sugar Man 3 on that great Daptone record label. That is such a cool label. That must have been a thrill to be a part of, just being in that band and being a part of that label.
Yeah, well, that was an amazing coincidence how that all started. Is Neil Sugarman's the leader of Sugar Man 3 and the sax player and really the visionary behind it. He said, we got this record label they want to record, and then he gave me the address of the studio. And it was actually my building that I was living in at the time on 41st Street. So we just I put my organ in the elevator and we went downstairs, and the studio was right in the basement.
The Daptone Studios were right in the same building you were living in?
That was when they were Desco. And that was Gabe Roth, who was with Desco. After Desco stopped happening, they went and Neil Sugarman and Gabe Roth formed Daptone Records. So those early records came out on Desco. All were re-released on Daptone.
Was there any cross-pollination that goes on among the bands on Daptone? Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, the Budos Band is on that?
The Budos Band,
yeah.
Yes.
And a number.
Charles Bradley. And
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of back and forth. You know, we did a really amazing tour of Europe last year. It was the Daptone Soul Review. On that tour, I ended up playing in Sharon Jones's band, usually playing a few songs with Charles Bradley's band. Also playing a few songs was the Son and Star, which is their newest artist. And everyone was jumping on stage, doing different sets and different things. It was really an amazing experience.
our guest is Adam Scone, the great Hammond B3 player. Your new album, I Scream Scone, is on Rondette Records. And can you talk a little bit about how this album came to be? Is this your debut album?
This is not my debut, but it is my second jazz album I've made.
Okay.
And I think the first one I put out, maybe it was recorded in 1998 or something, but then released in 2003. And basically, it's a collection of music I've been playing for the last 10 or 20 years when I'm doing my own gigs, and I'd never recorded them for my own records.
Adam Scone is our guest. He's playing Hammond B3, and the brand new album is I Scream Scone. Adam, let's talk about the title track. It sounds like you had a little bit of fun naming this song. Have you been wanting to name a song like this for like decades now?
I Scream Scone. Well, if memory serves, the great guitar player Coleman Mellett came up with that title, or he used to just, whenever we would be playing together, he would come in and say that. I recorded that on the great drummer Ben Dixon's album years ago, who was the drummer that played on countless Blue Note albums and with Big John Patton and Grant Green, and the list goes on, Jack McDuff. And he was always a big fan of that title as well. But yeah, I always wanted to name something that.
You recorded Stairway to the Stars on this album. Can you talk a little bit about why?
Well, I always thought it was a very beautiful song. The first time I became aware of it was the Bill Evans, Jim Hall duo album. There was a ballad that I didn't really hear that often. And then later there's a Dexter Gordon record that's on it, and really fell in love with that song.
You've got a number of covers on here, but you also have a handful of original songs. We played What People Do and Ice Cream Scone, and another original is called The Last One. It's the last song on the album. When you write a song, are you sitting at the organ and just banging it out, or do you wake up in the middle of the night and, oh God, there's a song running through my head, I got to write it down?
For me, I have to set aside time to write songs.
Okay.
If I don't set aside a certain amount of time, then usually I'll get too busy and nothing will happen. So I sort of make the creative process happen. But when I'm in that mindset, you know, I can get an idea and write it down in the middle of the night as long as I'm going in that direction. But I find that if I don't do it, the life can take over and I won't write anything.
Well, Adam Scone, nice talking with you. Thanks for sharing thoughts about your new album and a little bit about some of the people you've played with. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah, John, thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners at GLT.
Thank you. Thank you.